You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, at translator linked K229AC, online at kgnu.org. 11 o'clock, it's Smash It Back.
Our next program is live from JamCon 84 with Crosley Bendix.
Well, I told Jim I had one idea for him. I said, we can make a documentary about jammers and jamming. All the Bay Area jammers and played at the conventions, you know, at all the ham conventions.
Radio devotees. I'm Crosley Bendix, director of Stylistic Premonitions here at UMN, and this morning I'm pleased to host JamCon 84, the second semi-biannual international jammers convention, from the beautiful Cubist Towers, overlooking all views at once. We'll be roaming the mini booths and displays throughout the morning, talking to industry representatives and law enforcement personnel, and the place is really filling up right now. We'll also be hearing from JamCon's special guest celebrity color man, Dr. Carl Sagan, who's up in the Sky Cube with the big picture. Carl, are you there right now? What's your impression of the whole scene?
You're tuned into Smash It Back.
The future depends on the wise use
right here on KGNU.org. ORG 88.5 FM 1390 AM. Well, you know where you're at.
And on KGNU.org and AfterFM.com. My name's Dave.
My name's Steve Vegas. We're your hosts for this evening's broadcast of Smash It Back. We're starting out tonight with a little bit of Negative Land to pay tribute to recently departed one of the great radio broadcasters of all time, Mr. Don Joyce.
He will be missed.
So, for those of you that don't know, Don was a longtime member of Negative Land. He joined the group in 1981, I believe, and hosted the show Over the Edge on KPFA for... Gosh, how many years is that? 81 until just now. A lot of years. He was an integral member of the group, and as he might have said, good hello. I'm Izzy Isn't. That's how he started every show, or most shows. Another of his favorite lines was, don't say hello to his call-in guests. People would call up the show randomly. He got a lot of weirdos on late at night. But he was famous for doing his show entirely on cart tapes, which is an ancient technology.
The old carts.
Anyway, in the background, we've got a little... he passed away this last week, 71 years old. One of those moments in my life, at least for me, because I listened to his show for so many years, where it was kind of like, man, I never got to meet him. And I, you know, as a broadcaster myself...
Fellow broadcaster.
I always thought how great it might be to actually try to meet Don Joyce and do the show with him, as the guys from the Evolution Control Committee did, actually.
Mm.
Anywho, that's about enough of that. Just wanted to say goodbye to one of the greats, and we'll go out with a little Negative Land here from their 1984 release, a big 10-8 place.
But let's also say that the theme of tonight's show is 1984. We're going back to the year 1984.
Tonight we
pre-9/11, everything was beautiful back then. 1984 was like the 50s.
The old world.
The old world of old hardcore punk, and we're going to hear a lot of good stuff
from that
really incredible era for hardcore punk in America and the world.
So stay with us as we explore the music
of 1984.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Kids coming from all over the state to...
All over the state, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'd appreciate it. Move it someplace else or call it off so we don't have any problems.
Well, there won't be any problems if you people would just stay away, because there's not going to be a noise problem. You guys are going to have to prove that there is.
Oh, we'll be able to prove that.
Because we'll have an attorney there, we'll have the newspapers there, and you guys, you should have a little bit more pride in your job and not go so out of your way to make fools of yourselves.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
It's a matter of intelligence.
Thank you.
The cramps.
I think I understand.
Incredible.
I think I'm starting to understand the punk rock.
Of 1984. Garbage Man, right?
Thanks to the cramps. They're incredible, man.
Absolutely. Lux Interior and the guys, Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Did you ever see them? I saw them once. But later on, it was 1991, I think I saw them.
Regardless, I'd see them today.
They were great. I remember being fascinated
kind of timeless.
By the Cramps record covers.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a young teen, they kept the punk records down in the basement at Rocky Mountain Records and Tapes. And I wanted to know everything about the world that the Cramps were portraying on their record covers there. So we also learned something about the punk from the Crusoe You Know Who's. We heard with Hinckley Had a Vision, pretty intense track there. We heard a little bit of Ronald Reagan. We also heard Degenerated by Reagan Youth. Violent Pacification from DRI. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that was incredible.
Amazing. Good stuff. Intense. Really, you know, gives you a sense of the times.
As well as Violent Pacification. That was good. And then a couple other little things after that kind of snuck in, I think.
The day Walt Disney died from JFA. Incredible.
Back to college, huh?
Woo-hoo. The old days.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Long
time ago. Last century.
The 20th century. I kind of miss it. But this one's okay, too. We're doing okay. I Want to Be on TV from Fang, and we closed out that set with the Cramps. Let's get back to, well, a few more words.
Well, I was just going to say, 1984 was pivotal for me as far as forming my punk ideals, and I learned a lot and saw a lot of great bands. We're going to play a lot of them, too, so that was about it.
Yeah, 1984 was a crucial year for me too. You're a little older than me, but I was a sophomore in high school, and that was definitely a punk rock time. I can certainly back you up on that one.
Yeah, and the good stuff still stays fresh somehow here, some whatever 40 years later.
And maybe one of the greatest punk rock records of all time came out in 1984. Double Nickels on the Dime.
Double Nickels on the Dime, baby. Minutemen.
So we got a little Minutemen.
We're going to play a little Minutemen block.
Right here on Smash It Back.
KGNU. We'll be right back.
my energy to notice life being so beautiful. Maybe parting will help.
We'll be right back. Can you hear the war cry?
Well, here we are, still visiting 1984. Just wondering, you know.
It was a good year for all you little teeny boppers out there. There weren't even a gleam in your father's eye yet.
Ah, yes. What did we hear? We just finished that set with Condition from Stalag 13, one of my all-time favorites, self-titled release from 1984. With Stalag 13, I think it's a joke about Hogan's Heroes, right? Isn't that?
I believe so.
Isn't that where they lived? We also heard, this is kind of our war set, in predicting the...
Sacrifice.
Predicting the coming endless war. Sacrifice from Flipper. We also heard Lay of the Land by The Fall. West Germany from Minutemen.
Can I ask you, is Will Shatter, he's no longer with us, right? The lead singer? Or is he?
I don't know. I didn't hear that, but I'm not the guy to ask.
I have a bad habit of thinking people are dead when they're not. I apologize.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Somebody out there, get your Google finger out and research that for us.
I don't know why I thought that. Anyway, sorry, continue. But, yeah, the Minutemen, we heard from the classic Double Nickels on the Dime, one of my favorite records of all time.
Mine as well.
I mean, unbelievable. Got to see them live. One of the advantages to being at my advanced age is that I was able to see extremely cool bands back in the 80s, including Naked Ray Gun, which we have coming up here in a couple minutes. Naked Ray Gun, saw him for $4, Mr. Brown's Chicago band, really good.
Incredible.
Kind of jock rock, you know, but
you're like a living museum.
I'm a walking museum. Breathing. Yep. Old school punk.
I had friends that snuck in to see the Minutemen at the Blue Note. I was not brave enough, something I'll always regret. They played here in... they played here a few times, but I think 1985 is the year I'm thinking of. Fall of 85 at the Blue Note. Somebody will remember that show. But, hey, here we are back again. We're going to play some more punk rock. We're going into a kind of a surf set. So stick around. Check it out right here on Smash It Back.
We'll be right back.
Our next program is...
And with that, we come to the end of our journey back to 1984.
It was fun, man. It brought back a lot of memories for me. Thanks for having me, Steve.
You had something to say about GBH, didn't you?
I drank beer with GBH, City Baby's Revenge.
Incredible.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark Eichner. And also play pool with Naked Ray Gun. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. But, 1984. Kids, research it. Check it out. Not such a bad time. Reagan era.
So, what do you think? Have we truly arrived in the dystopian future?
Oh, positively.
Of the novel 1984,
amazing.
But also the year that the vision of the world that was presented to us in 1984.
Via punk music, yeah. I mean, there were so many. We had Black Flag put out 3 albums that year. We didn't play any of them, but you know, they're just that was amazing how hardcore punk really encapsulated that. Distrust and disdain of what was coming, basically, and what was already going on, actually. I mean, when you think about it, Reagan years were no picnic.
Exactly. That's to paraphrase the Minutemen.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, well, it was the beginning of this new conservative era that we live in, and maybe those, you know, the punk rock of that time was kind of the last ditch effort at protesting
and authenticity, frankly. I mean, a lot of the crap punk that came after it, don't care for. That's just me. But, you know,
sure.
You're locked in your ways.
Well, you know, it's funny that, I mean, all that hardcore that became so popular, I mean, that's what led to the whole pop punk thing,
the whole
right?
Grunge, Seattle sound, yeah.
It's like it got super hard, and then the record companies figured out how to really market it, and they're like, okay, we got it now.
Yeah.
Now we know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, now you can buy those Sex Pistol credit cards and stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to pay more attention to that.
Buy your punk punk shirts, T-shirts.
Sure.
At like...
Hot Topic, right?
At like Urban Outfitters, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's like a...
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
I don't know. It's weird. It is a little weird that it became like a uniform, you know? It's sort of like this look that they sell at the mall.
Well, they figured out how to sell it back to
And
us.
What if people really were being sold that, you know, DIY
right.
anarchy ethic?
We're running out of time, brother.
The real punk rock, you know,
yeah.
instead of just a hollow consumer.
Empty.
Well, I don't want to be judgmental. But
no, absolutely. I think we just proved it today with the 1984 special.
An amazing year, an amazing time, and not a bad... Not a bad episode. Not a bad broadcast of Smash It Back.
Found it to be fantastic. Not sure what's coming up next, but stay here. Keep
we
it
do
locked.
Not know. We haven't heard from Denver, so we may just be going straight to the overnight stream, where you'll hear a lot of good stuff right here on KG New Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org.
Peace.
And don't forget about... AfterFM.com and stick around for more great music.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are now tuned in to Sleepless Nights. I'm your ever-so-fly host, Chris, with my main man, Matt. Say what up to the people, Matt.
What up, people?
We got a great show for you tonight. We're going to play a little bit of everything. We'll keep the punk music going, but before that, we got some new music for you. So, enough talking. Let's get into it. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver. 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and kgnu.org on your computer. And this whole night's music goes out to Roddy Piper. Rest in peace, Roddy Piper. KGNU. Keep it locked.
Charge!